You're listening to The World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. It might be on the nose to say our guest's new album is appropriate for this point in time. After all, we've had a seismic shift in how our lives have played out over the last year. Change Phobia is the new record from Rostam, and surprisingly, it's not inspired by the global pandemic, but by a quiet conversation he had with a stranger on a park bench. Rostam is a former member of Vampire Weekend. He's also worked with artists including Haim, Santi Gold, and Claro as a producer and composer. I had a chance to talk with Rostam about the fear of change, which scientifically is called metathesiophobia, and how he embraced different musical elements to make an album that explores jazz while retaining the catchiness of his pop production. Let's get started with the performance of the song Forerunner from Change Phobia. It's Rostam here on The World Cafe.
First time it took me down, I went down swinging. Second time, I didn't put up a fight. I take the keys down off the hook. I pick you up from work. We stick to the straight roads up the west coast, and I feel part of me slide. When the trucks drive by, I feel them sway side to side. You're underneath the blanket on the backseat. I'm going station to station on the dock. Don't wanna be pretty like a girl, I think I'm pretty much your boy. You wear a baseball cap all the time, keep a knife in the passenger door. Sleeping behind the wheel, pulled over on the freeway. Foreigner stole a bed, long, long gone. Take off a shit for me, I'm waiting down the street. Take all the time you want to come. Front seats used to leave you weightless and listless. When the trucks drive by, I feel them sway side to side. I used to keep you up all night, used to drive when I got tired. Sleeping behind the wheel, pulled over on the pier. Floor and I stole a bed, long, long gone. Take off the ship for me, I'm waiting down the street. Take all the time you want to come.
Take off the ship for me, I'm waiting down the street. Take off.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that is Forerunner. It's from our guest, Rostam. His new album is Change Phobia. I am Kaleo. Rostam, it's nice to meet. Welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thank you. It's good to be back here.
The sort of album title, a little starting there, Change Phobia, you know, a bit of that direction was kind of kickstarted by a conversation with a stranger on a park bench. Inspiration can come from anywhere. Can you talk a little bit about that conversation and kind of what it inspired in you?
Sure. It was a park bench in this town called Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is the oldest gay town in America. And everybody who's there really wants to be there because it's not very easy to get to. And I met this guy. I have never said this before, but he was a doorman in a New York City apartment building. And I think he could tell that I was a little bit anxious about the future. And he said, "Let me give you some advice. Change is good. Go with it." And I never saw him again. But what he said has stuck with me, since that day.
I guess that's interesting because it stuck with you. Like, you know, had you had inward introspection where you felt you were reticent to change, or was that sort of just part of the epiphany as well? Like, what did you realize about yourself in that conversation?
I think that I had never considered how my relationship to change has been a component of my decision making. So I think I got to a point where, you know, I was more than a decade into having a career making music. And I feel like there were certain things that I did musically that I had always wanted to do. There was, you know, integrating classical music into songs was this pursuit that I had landed on at age like 21, 22. And in some ways I felt like I did the thing and now I wanted to do something different. And to me, jazz felt like this place where I had so much love, but I hadn't felt like my love of jazz was translating as much as I wanted it to be into the music that I was making. And that's kind of where I landed on, not just in this album, but also in other songs that I produced, wanting to combine my love of jazz with the songs that I've been a part of.
Mm-hmm. We're here on the World Cafe. We are talking to Rostam. The new album is called Change Phobia. A live performance coming up, the title track. And, you know, the opening line kind of hits me in a different way because it's less about the idea of change and more about the phobia part of change phobia. The line, "I used to think about maybe it was better not to bother to worry about the things that made me scared about the future." I don't know if that's autobiographical, you know, or you're writing a character out, but it definitely got me thinking when you're trying to write about fear, it's always a challenging subject because everybody interprets it in different ways.
Well, yeah, I cannot write in characters. So that line, "I used to think that maybe it was better not to bother to worry about the things that made me scared about the future," it really was a criticism of myself insofar as I think we all experience anxiety. We all know when we don't feel good. But the other side of that is why. And I think that's the harder part, is to figure out why are you anxious and really be honest with yourself about where that anxiety is coming from. And I think when you start to do that and become present with yourself, it does kind of change everything. And you do kind of discover freedom from fear by becoming aware of your fear. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of what I was trying to get at with that lyric.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to it. It's Change Phobia. It's Rostam. It's here on the World Cafe.
I used to think that maybe it was better not to bother, to worry about the things that made me scared about the future. But looking back, I didn't want to stumble on a question that might upset the structure of the world in which we lived in. I might delay the outcome when I thought something should happen. I might disrupt my own life if it kept the thing in motion. I never had the chance to tell you what I really felt, but I figured we'd be okay when the dust had set. Was it just change phobia? Were you scared of the future in front of you? Is it just change phobia that makes us scared of doing what we should? Talking to myself, I feel much better than I ever used to before. Didn't wanna know what I was thinking. Didn't think that I should know. Then I learned I wasn't so strange. Nothing I should hide from myself. Was it just change phobia? Were you scared of the future in front of you? Is it just change phobia that makes us scared of doing what we should? That made you scared of the future in front of you? Is it just change phobia that makes us scared of doing what we should? Was it just change phobia that made you scared of the future in front of you? Is it just
on the World Cafe, that is a live performance of Change Phobia. It's the title track to our guest's new album. We are talking to Rostam. My name is Kaleo. So there was something interesting I sort of read about that, and you did this, you've done this before with your debut album. You invited friends and family to listen to the album while you were working on it, which I find that absolutely fascinating. I have a question on feedback because I found this one to be a little bit interesting because it came from your brother, who you said gave you painfully good notes. Without having to be specific, what is painfully good? What is a good note in your estimation?
Well, I think my brother hears music very differently than I do and experiences songs very differently than I do. And I think it's a result of, you know, they say like two brothers are evolutionarily very different from one another because it increases the likelihood that one of them will survive. And when my brother hears a song, I think he's very much in the world of the story, the lyrical narrative, and I am too. I'm not saying I don't care about lyrics. That would be kind of ridiculous if I didn't care about lyrics. But there's also so many aspects of a song that I do care about. And my brother, for him, it's so much about the lyrics that I love playing him songs, because I sort of like hear it through a set of ears that is tuned completely differently than mine. And I know there's a lot of people who, when they hear music, when they hear songs, the narrative of the lyrics is what they're tuned into. It's not just my brother. There's like a huge group of people. Maybe it's half of all people who listen to music. And I like that. I like that about, you know, my brother, and I like that I get to have his ear.
Yeah, I remember an old radio programmer telling me, he's like, you know, half the people listening are there for the music, and the other half of the people are there for the lyrics. And you have to really sort of balance that. And I'm like, yeah, it's not easy writing one that, oh, the music's great, oh, the lyrics are great, and it satisfies both sides no matter what they're listening to, which seems like a difficult thing to ask.
No, for sure.
We're here on the World Cafe. We are talking to Rostam. The new album is called Change Phobia. Up next, These Kids We Knew. A song that sort of talks about, in a broad sense, global warming and our place on the planet. And I think it's interesting because right now, if you listen to the scientists and the people that are really smart talking about it, there's a lot of dread, maybe a lot of futility with the oceans rising, the ice caps melting, the temperature consistently going up. But here's this song that, you know, the sort of punch to the chorus is that we're slowly going to pull the earth back together. It's a song that, you know, feels optimistic. I'm kind of curious where your head was at, or what you felt like you wanted to sort of convey, because it would be easy to be pretty futile about the state of the world right now when it comes to the climate. But here's this song with this optimistic message.
Yeah, it is optimistic, but it's sort of that optimism is predicated on this idea that the Greta Thunbergs of the world go further than just sort of protesting in the streets, but they go further and they actually arrest people who are being willfully negligent to the effects of pollution and to the effects of industry and capitalism on our environment. So in my mind, I was literally imagining, you know, 16, 17, 18 year olds handcuffing politicians on the sidewalks of America and the whole world. And I think that is kind of what we need if we want to see change. There's too many people who are too incentivized to do nothing. We really need to have a different attitude. It doesn't necessarily mean arresting people, but I think we have to have accountability, and we just don't.
This is These Kids We Knew. It's Rostam, recorded live for the World Cafe.
Kids we knew for so long. spoken to by governments or emperors. Gonna light you up on the sidewalk or in pride of where we're going. You say we can't afford to slow down, but the skies won't take it no more. So we're gonna slowly pull the earth back together.
That's a performance of These Kids We Knew. It's from our guest, Rostam. It's recorded live for the World Cafe. His new album is Change Phobia. I read as a producer that you said there were moments that when you work with artists, you occasionally might make lyrical suggestions because it, just in a way to make the lyrics, you know, feel more meaningful so that people don't lose the meaning of the song. When you hear something lyrically where you go, you know what, this needs to be changed, this needs to be focused, we need a different word. Like, what's going on in your brain when you hear something and you feel like you want to make a change?
I think the interview that you're referencing, we were talking about the song Summer Girl by Haim, which when Danielle from Haim brought me the song, it was called Sunny Girl. And I did love the title Sunny Girl, but I worried that people would bring a whole ton of baggage to that word sunny. And I felt like the word summer would have a completely different set of associations linked to it. So I suggested that she try singing summer instead of sunny. And it stuck. But really what I was getting at was that I felt like the meaning of the song was, it was there with sunny, but it was also there with summer. And maybe it was even closer to the original intention of the song to call it Summer Girl as opposed to Sunny Girl. I don't think I would ever suggest revising a lyric that changed the meaning of a song.
Right.
I feel like when I'm working with artists on their project, I'm really trying to get closer to their vision and their intention, and trying to help them get closer to their intention and their vision.
Yeah. So you really can like dial it down to like finding a word, even a small phrase or a change, like you said, sunny to summer, that'll make a difference. So let's unpack, you know, with your own stuff, do you live for revising?
Yes. So I'll tell you, so on the song Change Phobia, the original chorus I wrote was, you know, was it just change phobia that made you scared of the future in front of you? And then it was actually very late in the songwriting process when I added the second half of the chorus where I say, is it just change phobia that makes us scared of doing what we should? And to me, like, that was a huge part of finishing that song, flipping the perspective around And instead of saying that makes you scared, saying that makes us scared, it's sort of like I was suddenly like, I was realizing the intention that I had set out with the song. Like I was realizing the full thought.
Yeah, it sounds like, and it sounds like it's not something that comes quickly. Or do you have moments where you write something down and that's 99% of the finished product and you're like, wow, that just came to me?
I do. I do have moments like that. And you know, there's times where I just sit at a piano and lyrics and melody and chords will just come out at the same time. And I'll record it on a voice memo and I'll just know that's a good song right there, you know, and I don't want to change it too much. I don't want to revise it. I like what I'm saying. Like one of those examples was the song To Communicate. That was something I just sat down on the piano and this chorus came out of me that was just, I was not able to communicate before, which is a very simple sentiment. It's like a very simple lyric, but in my mind, I was like, yes, that's exactly what you want to build a song around. That's exactly the right kind of chorus. So when that happens, you got to just like trust it and go with it.
I think that's right. And as an added bonus, that's the song we're going to play next.
Yeah, thank you for playing this song. I'm psyched for people to hear it.
This is awesome. This is a great live version. It's To Communicate. It's Rostam here on The World Cafe.
I changed my mind about something. I wrecked my brain. I thought it then. You said a discrepancy in style may account for conflict between us. You said a discrepancy in style may account for conflict, but I was not
That is To Communicate. It's from our guest Rostam. It's recorded live for the World Cafe. His new album is Change Phobia. You have an incredible band playing with you, so I'd love it if you would give them a little love and tell our audience who's playing with you.
Yeah, absolutely. My band consists of Connor Malloy on drums, Henry Solomon on sax and sample pads, Logan Kane on bass, Julian McClanahan playing guitar and mandolin, and Benji Lipsight on acoustic guitar and electric guitar.
Cool. Thanks so much to them. And Rostam, thanks to you. Congrats on your new album, Change Phobia. It's available now. Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Thank you. I'm so psyched to come back.
That's Rostam. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.